Welcome to eMemory 2017 fourth quarter webcast conference. Today with us, we have Chairman Dr. Charles Hsu, Vice President of Business Development and Spokesman Mr. Michael He, Director Ms. Li Jingchen, Director of Finance Department Ms. Teresa Guo. President Dr. Rick Shen is on business trip to USA. Today's meeting will be hosted by Chairman Dr. Charles Hsu. Following management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer section. Please freely submit your question into the input box on the webcast window throughout the conference. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and a webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.ememory.com.tw under the Investor Relations section. As usual, before we begin, we would like to remind everybody that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risk factors associated with semiconductor and IP business. Please refer to the cautionary statement as it appears on page 3 of today's presentation. Now, I would like to turn the call over to eMemory's Chairman, Dr. Charles Hsu. Dr. Hsu, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for attending today's earnings call. Our President, Rick, is attending ISCC conference in San Francisco to present our new PUF technology. Therefore, he cannot attend today's investor conference. I will start to run through our fourth quarter results and provide some context for our performance. Later on, we would like look at our key business and technology development during the quarter. After that, I will address our progress in new technology. And at the end of the call, I will give you an update on our business outlook. First, please turn to slide 12, which shows our fourth quarter royalty. It's down 14% sequentially, but up 7% year over year. And 13% in U.S. dollar. The main reason is semi-annual royalty recognition from one foundry customers in the first and the third quarter, and the impact is 11% difference of royalty compared to the third quarter. Our license revenue declined 22% from the third quarter, and down 1% year on year. Up 5% in U.S. dollar. In 2017, license revenue was up 17%, but in U.S. dollar, it was up 26%. Royalty revenue grew 11% and 18% in U.S. dollar. And the overall revenue increased 13% year-on-year, and it's 20% in U.S. dollar. Now I would like to go through our royalty performance by applications. In 2017, royalty from display driver IC grew 18% compared to year 2016. And the power management related was down 6% as compared to 2016. And this year, fingerprint related grew 5 times than 2016. And for the rest of other applications, in 2017, the royalty grew 19%. So now let's move on to the slide 13 to look at our fourth quarter income statement. As you can see, our operating margin is 42.4% in the most recent quarter, which is lower 4.2 percent point than the previous quarter. And on expenses front, our operating expenses were 9.6% lower than the previous quarter. This is mainly due to lower bonus payment to employees, which is in proportional to our income decline during the quarter. In the year of 2017, the total revenue increased 13%, and operating expense rose 12.7%, and the net income up 11.9% year-on-year. The increase of operating expense is mainly due to the increased number of employees and the higher amortization and the depreciation expenses also attribute to the OPEX increase. All this resulted the earning per share 7.9 NT dollars for 2017, and the return of equity was 30%. Next, I would like to call your attention to our key business and the technology development. In the fourth quarter, we signed 3 more technology license contracts with foundries. And in 2017, we have signed 20 new contracts with worldwide foundries and IDM. And to stay ahead of a market trend, we continue to develop new technologies for a range of process nodes. By the end of fourth quarter, we were developing technology on 106 process nodes, ranging from 0.18 micron to 7 nanometer. As you can see in slide 15, among the newly developing technology, 18 were for our NeoBit family, 40 for NeoFuse, 3 for NeoPUF, 18 for NeoEE, and 27 for NeoMTP. And the slide 16 shows at the end of fourth quarter, 54 of our technologies had completed the qualification and come to volume production at the 12-inch processes. In addition, 43 new technologies were under development for 12-inch processes. At the 8-inch platform, we had 63 new technology under development by the end of fourth quarter. And on design licensing, our customers had 93 new tape-outs in the fourth quarter. Among them, 23 were LCD driver, 17 for the power management IC, 14 for IoT related, and 7 for fingerprint sensor related, another 7 for sensor related, and 6 for OLED driver, and 4 for audio, and 15 for other applications. Let's move on to slide 20. I would like to address on our progress in new technology. As the big trend of IoT and the AI, chip security has become a growing concern, and the PUF will be a necessary and indispensable feature in the future. For NeoPUF, we have a customer's engagement in RF, FPGA, payment, and cartridge-related applications. Now, please turn to page 21. I would like to talk about our progress in emerging memory. Due to the high manufacturing cost of embedded flash and the lack of similar solution under 28 nanometer, we have cooperation with US and the Japan IDM for emerging memory technologies, MRAM and RERAM. Embedded MRAM is targeting high-performance computing and the neuromorphic system market for AI-related applications. Embedded RERAM is to replace embedded flash for better cost performance for IoT-related applications. Now let's look at slide 23 for our business outlook. We anticipate our revenue growth to continue in the following year. On license revenue, we are establishing partnership with more foundries worldwide and the various process nodes. We have extended our technology cooperation with the largest Korean foundry this year. In addition, our growing IP library will boost design license revenue. And on royalty revenue for 8-inch processes, royalty from power management ISP royalty will grow due to the change of business term with U.S. largest chip maker from one-time fee to royalty base, and expect to mass production this year. And the U.S. second largest IC design company has embedded our IP into its wireless charger and will contribute royalty growth in the future. Our MTP has been adopted by a European IDM and ready for production. We continue to expand our market share in fingerprint application by new customers and new applications. For example, under glass and smart car and others. And for 12-inch processing, the trend continues for DDI migrating to TDDI and OLED and will benefit the ASP increase. There are more tape-outs at the 28 for setup box multimedia, SSD controller, high performance interface and the network related applications. And major Asia design houses have adopted our IP into their 28 nanometer products and will contribute to our royalty in 2018 and beyond. And for 3-inch, we successfully designed to DRAM IDM for memory repair functions and will contribute to royalty growth in the future. And on R&D development, for R&D development, we continue to develop 7 and 12 and 14 nanometer and 22 nanometer SOI with major foundries. And we also develop emerging memories and expand from MRAM to IRAM. Okay, this is my presentation, and we are now open for questions.
As usual. Thank you, Dr. Shui. We now begin the question and answer section. If you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now we are going to collect questions and we will reply to you in a minute. Please hold on.
HSBC Andrew Lai have several questions. The first question is about the PMIC on car need our NVMe solution. If yes, what is the case given that our PMIC exposure memory came from premium smartphone instead of other applications such as PC data center? Our NVMe solution has been qualified in the foundry 0.35, 0.25, 0.18, and even the 0.13 VCD process with automotive grade 0 to grade 1. We already have several customers adopt our NVMe solution in the automotive application, such as sensor and some PMIC applications. For the auto application, besides the sensor and the PMIC, we also have customers for display driver to be implemented in the infotainment system. They also adopt the auto grade to meet the requirement to be used in the car. So those are the applications our customers have been used in the car.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue.
One guest have one question. What is the implication to you regarding IoT required low power? For IoT application, you always need a low power consumption to have a longer operation lifetime. So our IP have been adopted in many ULP process to achieve the low power performance. Especially recently, the SOI process is very popular due to its perfect and excellent low power performance. So our NVM solution are also verified in the SOI process to fit the IoT application. HSBC Andrew Lai also have another question. How much of our total royalty is contributed by automobile application in 2017? I think we heard from one major foundry, they claim their auto ratio is about 5% or something like that. So for us, we think it's quite similar to have a low single digit contribution. The automotive process always takes quite a long time to complete the qualification verification flow and to be adopted in end customer side. So we expect it will take a longer time to get the royalty return.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue.
We have one guest asking about the growth driver in terms of a YOY growth for 2018 from the driver PMIC fingerprint. I think for the driver, we have more TDDI OLED will contribute more ASP, so it will have a obvious growth. For the PMIC, we have more contents. Besides the PMIC, we also have a sub-PMIC, wireless charger, Type-C, and other applications. As to the fingerprint, there are more adoption by the low-end and the middle-end smartphone and also the in-display fingerprint type adoption. So we would expect a double-digit growth for those three kinds of a major area. We have another guest is asking, do you expect your 28 should go faster than last year? As mentioned in the material, we have more 28 nanometer tape out in last year, including DTV setup box, SSD controller, switch, and the other applications. So we would expect to have a faster growth in this year.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue. As there are no further questions, we now begin closing comments. Dr. Xu, please proceed.
Okay, thank you. As we can see from the past 3 years, our growth momentum is increased, keep on increase, and we continuously this trend. As I said in the beginning of the call, e-memory will continue to benefit from several big trends in the next few years. And we e-memory will continue to innovate and provide best-in-class service to our customers, as well as create values to our shareholders. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You may now disconnect. Goodbye and have a good day.